worship him. Let us honor him. I am the one the king has honored. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. We give you the supremacy. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Ancient of Days. Lily of the Valley. Rose of Sharon. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Breathe upon the service this morning. Father, we ask that not one person will leave here the same way we have come. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' name. Before you sit down, I'd like you to help me welcome five people around you to the presence of the Lord. It is well with my soul.
It is well. It is well. It is well in the name of Jesus. It is well with my soul today.
In the name of Jesus.
It is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus. With my soul.
In the name of Jesus.
It is well.
It is not possible, it is not possible to say that alone. Upon this service today, let not one person live here this is the way they have come. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here this moment in the precious name of Jesus. I believe that it is a day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Very, very quickly, we shall look at the word. I'll do certain introductions after the word and look at what we saw in the first service. This is the blessing Sunday for the month of April, and we are going to be blessed. It is the month of the word, above only by the power of the word. And I'm speaking quickly on the subject, the blessing of the word. The blessing of the word of God. We'll look quickly at the book of Psalm 112 and in verse 1 and 2. Psalm 112, verse 1 and 2. He said, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, who delights in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. When you fear the Lord, when you delight in his word, you can't escape the blessing of God. In Luke chapter 11, verse 27, all the way to verse 28, there was a woman in the congregation, and it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps or the breast that gave you suck. Jesus had so preached, and a woman was celebrating the womb that brought him, the breast that breastfed him. But he said, can you back up to verse 27? And the paps that thou hast sucked. Now verse 28. But Jesus said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. It is not the paps or the breast that breastfed me that is blessed. It is those who hear the word, who keep the word of God, that are the ones qualified to be called blessed. Very quickly, by way of introduction, our objective actually is to understand what the blessing of the Lord entails. And I itemize four things by introduction, which I like to go over in this second service. First of all, we said we serve a God who is a God of the blessing. There is nothing about curses with God. God is not a cursed God. He's a God of the blessing. And God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful, multiply. Secondly, we said that the blessing of God is a mandate of creation. When God created man in Genesis 1:28, the Bible said, and God blessed him, and God said, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing. It's a mandate. We are not to struggle to manifest the blessing. We are to flow in the blessing. It's a mandate. London, and I'm looking at Manchester, Oldham, Manchester, Croydon. I'm looking at Liverpool. We are together this week by Thursday. Give the Lord a big clap if you are excited. Give the Lord a big clap for the Glory Conference in the UK. It's a mandate. Number three, I'm sure they will soon see themselves and celebrate. To be connected to God is to be positioned for the blessing. When you are connected to God, in Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 9, it says, their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. When you are connected to God, when you are related with God, when you are associated with God, you can't escape the blessing. And when we talk about the blessing, we are not just talking of finances or resources. We are talking about everything that is enviable in life. Everything that somebody can look at and say, I wish my life can be like this. When you are connected to God, you are positioned for the blessing. Number four, the blessing of God is packaged through the word of God. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, it said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word. The blessing of God is packaged through the word of God. In Revelation chapter 22 and in verse 14, Revelation 22 and in verse 14, he said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. They do his commandments. Hallelujah. Having said all of that, there is a major aspect of things I never said in the first service that was omitted, not consciously. What does the word of God do to bring about the blessing. If the word of God is going to cause me to see the blessing, what does the word of God do? Number one, the word of God breaks limitations and lifts embargoes. It breaks limitations. If there is a limitation in any realm on in your life, it is breakable by the word. Limitation of living godly. Limitation of being all that you are meant to be. The word of God breaks limitations and lifts embargoes. In Luke chapter 5 from verse 1, Peter toiled all night and caught nothing. And in verse 4, when Jesus had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch into out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I've done everything. There seems to be an embargo here. A limitation is on this water. But I will follow your word. And as the word came, that embargo was lifted. That limitation was broken. Beloved brothers and sisters, I don't know the embargo that came with you this morning or the limitation that is on your life. I declare it is broken in the name of Jesus. Secondly, the word of God reverses curses. Reverses enemy curses and spells. If there is a curse and there is a spell on your life, on your destiny, it's reversible by the word. We saw in the life of Jacob in Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 32 verse 24. When he had an encounter with the angel of the Lord. And he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, now thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. If there is a curse and there is a spell, the type that was literally on Jacob and he kept on struggling to achieve results, it is breakable by the word. Many years ago, a young man came to me. This young man said, after graduating from secondary school, he attempted to go to the university, but every single attempt failed. On further interrogation, he said that his father was a witch doctor, a native doctor. His grandfather was a native doctor. His great-grandfather was a native doctor. His own father now asked that one of the children should become a native doctor. All of them refused. And he said, he told them, if they leave, that nobody will cross the level of secondary school. So there was that curse and that spell on their lives. You see, not every struggle is physical. There are struggles that are spiritual. There are struggles that are tied to curses. That young man was prayed for. The word of God was released into his life. That spell was broken. He went into the university and graduated as an accountant. The first one from that family. The word of God, in blessing you, breaks the curse. Everyone seated here today or connected all around the world that is a victim of any form of satanic curse, ancestral, generational, family spell or curse, I declare it is broken in the name of Jesus. Thirdly, And this is very exciting. The word of God tears up and releases potentials. It tears up potentials. It tears up potentials. It releases potentials. Every time the word of God is released, potentials explode. Again, in that Luke chapter 5 and in verse 4 and 5, obviously, the lake had the potential to bring out fishes. But that potential was not realized until the word came. Many of you, there are things inside you that are not yet out. I'm sure I have my classmates here today. I'll be introducing them later. I'm fully aware that some of them are shocked at some things that they see today. I never sang. I never played an instrument. I was even crowd shy at a point. You understand what I'm talking about? And then from level to level, things began to come out. Unfolding. Diversities of dimensions. Beloved, you carry so much, but you are not aware. You know, until Moses brought out the rod and struck the rock at the instruction of God, nobody knew that the rock carried water. There was an ocean in the rock, because for 3.5 million people to drink water out of a rock meant that rock carried an ocean. Nobody was aware until God spoke and he struck the ocean, the rock, and they drank water. If everybody drank 4 liters, minimally, in the desert you would drink far more than that. That is 4 big bottles of swan water. I mean, 4 liters for 3.5 million people, that's 14 million liters a day times 40 years. Times 40 years, 14 million liters a day, times 7 days, times 30 days, times 40 years was inside the rock, and nobody knew until the rod brought out the water from the rock. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There is potential in us. Most of us, by the time we leave this world, we only exhausted 2% of what we are capable of, only 3% of what we are capable of becoming. But when the word strikes you, the content of your life is released. I announce to you today, the word of God coming upon you is bringing out your life's potentials. It's bringing out your life's potentials. Shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, say it louder. Believer, say amen. Hallelujah. What does the word of God do to bring about the blessing? Number 4, the word of God stirs productivity and increase. Whenever you release the word on anything, whether you are releasing that word in Lusaka, Zambia, or in Nairobi, Kenya, or in Cotonou Republic, Benin Republic, or Heathrow West in London, anywhere you release that word, or at the Glory Dome in Abuja, productivity is stirred. Do you understand that? John chapter 2, there was wedding in Cana of Galilee, and they had no wine. And in verse 5, the mother of Jesus said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. That is, he is going to talk, and that talk, which is the word, is going to produce result. Hallelujah. There's a classmate of ours that we used to call her Babio after our chemistry textbook. Where are you, Babio? Is it there? Is the pharmacist today? If you are to turn H2O into C6, Okay, let me leave you. Hallelujah. Anybody use that textbook in secondary school? What has happened was water became wine. It was a biochemical equation. It was a spiritual enzymatic reaction that required no enzymes. H2O became, if it is glucose-based wine, then it's C6H12O6. Do you understand what I'm saying? Inside, so you can see the H2O is still inside the C6H12O6. That is, you multiply the water by 6. H2O multiplied by 6 becomes H12O6. Then you added a carbon residue 6 times. That is, Jesus Christ multiplied what they had and added what they lacked to produce wine in abundance. At the instance of the word, he did that in abundance. At the instance of the word, he did that in abundance. At the instance of the word, is God speaking to somebody here at all? The word of God will bring increase. The word of God will bring productivity. It will bring increase. I prophesy today, increase is coming your way. By this word I am speaking today, by this word I speak today, every area of your life where there is decrease, I declare increase right now. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. The word of God stirs up productivity and increase. Number 5. The word of God facilitates creation. The word of God can bring about creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God spoke and creation happened. The word of God can create in your life and create in your body and create in your system and create in your environment. What you lack, what you need, what needs to be there. And finally, number 6, the word of God triggers a new beginning. That is, you are at the junction. And you want God to begin something new in your life. You lost a job. You want God to begin something new in your life. A door closed. You trust God for the opening of another door. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, once the word of God is available, in the beginning, something must be created. If you don't lack the word, you don't be afraid of beginning afresh. If you are not lacking in the word, don't be afraid of beginning afresh. In the beginning, God created the heavens. And the wedding in Cana of Galilee was a miracle of a beginning. A marriage was beginning. And Jesus was also beginning miracles. It was the beginning of a wedding, of a marriage. And Jesus was also beginning miracles. And all that needed to begin by the word. I speak to someone today. When this ministry began, all I came into Abuja City with was a bag. I didn't even know where I was going to sleep. The day we stepped in here to this town. I told you the story before. When I dropped at zone 4, zone 5, right? Around where the market is now. I pulled my shoe, matched the ground, and held my bag. It was as if, what kind of madman is this? And I was doing that consciously because the Bible says, wheresoever the sole of your feet shall tread, I'll give you as a possession. Long story made short. What started with nothing today is everywhere by His message. We are hearing testimonies from Kenya, testimonies from America. The other day, the mayor of Leeds, the United Kingdom, was in the meeting. The other day, the vice president of Zambia was in the meeting. The president of Malawi came with his presidential band. That is full presidential meeting. But he started with nothing, a bag. Is God speaking to someone here at all? I don't know where you are in life today, but I can announce to you in the name of Jesus, God will begin something unusual in your life. And that thing is going to change your story. It's going to change everything about you. You believe it? Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly. What do we do with the word to bring about meditation? Sorry, to bring about the blessing. I mentioned three of them in the first service. I'll go by it. How do I handle the word in order to see the blessing of God? Number one is through meditation, or meditating on the word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, so you can observe to do what is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and you shall have good success. True meditation. Number two, it is through the revelation of the word. The revelation of the word. When the word of God is revealed to you, there is a change of story. Revelation of the word. It was the revelation of the word that turned Simon to Peter. Everything changed and shifted because God showed him something. He revealed something to him through the revelation of the word. Number three, it is through compliance with divine instruction, obedience. If you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. It shall come to pass that if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Number four is through the reading of the word. Reading. That's plain old reading of the Bible. The reading of the word. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. He said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Blessed is he that readeth. That is, you are driving. The Bible on the CD, audio Bible, is playing. Before you reach your office, you listen to five chapters. You are walking in the kitchen. It is playing right in the background. You won't know that something is entering you until you are confronted. Then it begins to come out. It will give you residual deposit of the word. When necessary scriptures are needed, they will just start shooting out. Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of his prophecy. Our children were taught at least three things many, many things. But number one, once you wake up in the morning, you will pray, and you will read through your Bible at least once every year. Two, whatever makes you become the age of 10, you fast for 3 days without food. Drink water. Some of them have done that plenty times. Some, I think one person did it even before that age. Was very eager. Very eager. I hear that when you are 10, you must fast. Let me start now. And then you pay tithe an offering from your pocket money. From every level. Children send me from money that I gave them. They are now sending back to me parental offering and prophet offering. When I saw it, I said, oh God, this is a serious matter. Right. Maybe your giving me of parental and prophet offering will attract physical harvest. That is direct harvest from souls. Hallelujah. The reading of the word. The reading of the word. Through the reading of the word, learn it yourself. Teach your children. Teach your loved ones. And finally, and this reading of the word must happen before they put food in the mouth any day. Is that right? It must happen before food enters the mouth any day. Finally, it is true responsible action in the word. Responsible action. You want to see and experience the blessing of God, you must take action in the word. Responsible action in the word. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee, in John chapter 2 verse 5, they took action. Jesus told them to do something. They did what they were told. At the lake of Gennesaret, Peter took action. Responsible action. Rounding off this morning, what are the kinds of action? I enumerated that in the last service. That one can take to see the blessing of God. Number one is upright living. Upright living. Upright living. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 11. He said, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Which means there is a blessing that comes with uprightness. Job chapter 1, verse 1. We see the example of an upright man. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect. He was upright. He was one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Look at him. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Greatest. Greatest. People think that integrity, financial integrity, does not go hand in hand with financial prosperity. Job proved it wrong. Job proved that you can be upright and be right up. Job proved that you can combine financial integrity with financial authority. He proved. Wretchedness crookedness is the doorway of wretchedness in the spirit. Anybody who was crooked to become wealthy today, he has no future, both in this world and in the world to come. Just wasting his time. It's a waste of money, waste of resources. Upright living. Number two is kingdom service. Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and your water. Matthew 6:33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What bothers me many times is one day will come in this life when everybody's labor will be over. Am I communicating? Where every pursuit of money will be over. Political ambition will be over. Everything will be over. Except one thing. What you did with your eternity. What deposit did you leave in heaven when you close your eyes in death? Because dust must return back to dust. How many of you know that all of us, we are dust? Is that not what Ecclesiastes 12:6 said? 7. You can start from verse 6 actually to verse 7. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden ball be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel be broken at the cistern, then shall dust return to the earth as it was. And the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. You know, it is this dust that is making us to disobey God. But this dust will not follow us to hell or heaven. It will just mislead you and remain in the grave. And the real you will either be enjoying in heaven or be roasting in hell. Mislead you. Nobody is more than dust. If you are fat, you are fat dust. If you are slim, you are slim dust. If you are tall, you are a tall dust. You are short, short dust. You are light in complexion, yellow dust. You are dark or brown, brown dust. And you are black dust. Everybody is dust. Nobody is dustier than another. Amen. Everybody is dust. You are moving on the road like this, doing guy, as if your leg does not touch the ground. You are still dust. All the cream and everything we rub on the face is still on top of dust. If you tell somebody now, good morning, dust, he say you have insulted him. Let us calm down. Let's be calming down. Did you hear what I just said? Let us be calming down. Guy doing guy, you can't greet people. Arrogant, shoulder raised like a peacock. Arrogant dust. I'm sure there are people who don't like what I'm saying this morning. Proud dust. Just move like this. That is proud dust walking. Let me tell you, 24 hours after you leave this world, if you look at your own body, you won't like it. You won't like what you see. Many times, I have deliberately refused to see some bodies that I knew. so that the memory of who they were when I knew them can remain, not the degeneration. What is the aim of all this talk? Don't spend your life's energy on this earth that is not here to stay. Spend your lifetime and energy investing in eternity, where you will live forever. Kenneth Hagin told the story of her auntie, her mother's sister, who didn't believe in God, didn't believe in pastors, didn't believe in preachers. He said pastors are looking for people's money. He says all pastors should be cut and shot. He didn't even believe in his nephew's ministry until the point of her death, when she was on the deathbed, slipped into coma. And she came out of coma and told the nurses, please, I beg you, send for a pastor. Send me a pastor. Send a pastor. Send me any preacher. And Kenneth Hagin ran down. And he said, please tell me, convince me that there is no hell. At that point, convince me there is no hell. Convince me. Because all I see is darkness. And I'm feeling heat right now. Hagin said, there is heaven, there is hell. Before he could finish talking, the woman slipped back into coma and never got back. No opportunity to lead her to Christ. Kenneth Hagin said, as I am talking now, I have an auntie in hell. No opportunity, no opportunity. That is why the Bible says, fading away like the stars of the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus will we pass, that is the songwriter, from this earth and his toil. And all who will be remembered for is what we did. If you spend all your life pursuing money, spend all your life making a name, spend all your life chasing pleasure, when you die and you go to heaven without doing anything for eternity, what will you tell God? What will you tell him you did with your life? You are aloof in church. When it comes to service, you are doing nothing. You have never gotten anybody saved. You haven't preached to anybody. When I gave my life to Christ, one of my first converts, Taylor Wood, is here. That I just went straight to him. Very rough guy in secondary school. The type that intimidated every other person. In fact, when you see his red eyes in those days, you have to clear for him. Was that not 1986? That 86, 87, I caught him and I preached the word to him forcefully. He handed over his life to God, became a missionary almost immediately, went to the country where he had to ride camel, ride donkey to preach the gospel. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You spent all your life doing things that are just mundane and ordinary, that had to do with this world. And yet every day you are asking God, bless me, bless me. You have never led a soul to Christ. You have never even invited your neighbor in your neighborhood. You have never told anybody about God. One of us here got one of the books and distributed it to all his employees. He said, read this book. It is word-based, career and workplace wisdom. Oibo people, all of them, they are calling, they are thanking. Thank you for giving us this book. That book sparked a revolution among them. Sparked up a foremost, topmost hospitality establishment. Who is your life touching directly or indirectly? Evangelistic service. In-house kingdom service. in-house. When that is your decision, you won't need to beg God, bless me, like people do all the time. You won't beg God for blessing. You shall serve the Lord your God, and it is mandatory for Him to bless. If God does not beg you to serve Him, you will not need to beg Him to bless you. Please take your seat. In rounding up, because of time, kingdom service will produce the blessing number 3, honoring God with our resources. It is called the tithes. It is called the offerings. When this construction was going on at the Area 1 church, this should be like 2017, towards the conclusion, I stood in the church and I said, this is what me and my wife, we have done in terms of financial releases. We flattened 2 accounts. Big account that we have been saving. We flattened it 0-0. One of our members says, Anosha, works in one of the banks. When we wrote that one to close the account, the manager sent back to us, please leave the money first. Leave it for now until the end of the month. We obliged them. That account was flattened. God knows that what I can't give Him is what He didn't give me. Today He has not given it to me. If I have dropped my body, my own life into the offering, is it money I won't drop? look at the operation. Last night we were in commanding the day. In the morning we were in workers' meeting. Tonight we'll be in the midnight prayer. Tomorrow morning I have pastors meeting. There are pastors from Cameroon here. Pastors from, how many of the pastors have already come for this pastors meeting of tomorrow? They are here from all over the world, from Cote d'Ivoire, and several places. So we have the pastors meeting from morning till evening, and then by the evening we have the Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting, and then the midnight prayer, and then Tuesday morning is healing and deliverance service, and then midnight prayer, and then Wednesday communion service and midnight prayer, and then we hit the road to London, England for the conference, and then command the day from London. That's how we are living our lives. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet. If I feel so tired and I just hit the bed, within a few minutes, if I get up, it was as if I slept for 6 hours. My wife said, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. So when I mention 30 minutes, no, 15 minutes is possible. not the whole night, though, so that you don't go and kill yourself. So when I mention, me and my wife, we have given so and so. This young man wasn't married. He had 50,000. He has been, any money he get, he will put it in his pocket. No job, graduate, no job. He will put the money in the pocket until he gathered 50,000. When he had it in Area 1, he said 50,000. He told his fiancé, go to my house, to the room. Check the suit pocket. You will see inside it 50,000 naira. Don't take transport money from it. Don't touch it. Go straight to church. Drop it as my sacrifice. That was boom. Jehovah changed his life. Is it 4 weeks later? Somebody said, can you do contract? He said, yes, I can try. Because he didn't have any company registered. They gave him a job of 100 million. He began to look for company to use. He called one of his friends. The friend said, we'll share the money if we use my car. He said, no problem. He profited 20 million. That was where his journey started. 2017 till now. By the time we're talking last year, he said his job range is about 20-something billion now. Financial range. God is not looking for who to cheat. He's not looking for who to use. He's looking for lives to change. People struggle. How can I give my money to God? Your money, when last did you determine your heartbeat? As you slept last night, what did you do that made you to wake up? Let me stop there. Doctors are here. Medical doctors are here. They will tell you. 102 people die per minute by statistics. It may be more now. Professor of Public Health may tell us. So you can calculate how many people died since we came here. Per minute. All right. Some slept last night. They couldn't wake up in the morning. So, in Him we live and move, in Him we have our being. He doesn't owe us anything. We owe everything to Him. Our life, our time, our breath. If somebody's in your teaching hospital and they put an oxygen prop, do you know the oxygen cylinder per day, do you know how much they pay? Is it 20,000 or 50,000 per day? That's the bill in National Hospital here. Right? And if they are, okay, let's put it at 30,000 per day if you're on oxygen. Let's say 1 month, 900,000, almost 1 million to pay to breathe. How much have you paid today? If somebody is having end-stage kidney failure or any of those things and is on dialysis, he's paying like 20,000 per session of dialysis. They do it 3 times a week. 3 times a week, that's like 60,000. Multiply it by 4 to go to the toilet and use the restroom. How much did you pay when you went this morning? Somebody lift up your right hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Say it louder. Say, thank you, Jesus, for the privilege of life. I do not take it for granted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of life. I give you the praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Honor God with your resources. What they call the tithe is minimum, is barest minimum. Our life, the whole of who we are, belongs to God. Honor God with your resources. Number 4 is being a blessing to your world, especially the poor, the less privileged. It is a channel of the blessing. Being a blessing to your world, especially the less privileged. You see what Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17 said? He said, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given will God pay him back, pay him again. When you are doing things for people that can't do it for themselves, you are actually giving God loan. You are loaning money to God. And God does not owe anybody. No, he will pay you and overpay you and pay you with multiplied interest. He won't just give you money. He will give you health. He will give you peace. He will give you marital stability. He will give you preservation and protection from the forces of darkness. He has pity on the poor. When Makodi for a meeting some time ago, two girls came to me. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. My wife said, do you know them? I said, I don't know them. He said, you are the one paying their school fees. I didn't know them. I didn't have to know them. One was reading English. Two of them were reading engineering, mechanical and so on. They graduated. The first one came after graduation. I said, thank you, sir. I finished my university that you sponsored me through. I think they were orphans. You see, I'm working in a bank now. And I decided to bring the bank, whether you can open an account with us. Church can open. I didn't know them. There are plenty of them everywhere. I am not afraid for my personal tomorrow by His mercies. Because the things that guarantee it, they have been done. You give. There are people, even their parents in the village can't get a dime from them. Friends can't get nothing from them. Loved ones can't get anything from them. He that has pity on the poor. He lends to the Lord. And what he has given, God will pay him again. Look at Proverbs 28 and in verse 27. And then I read one more and we are through. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. But he that hideth his eyes, the man is poor, he's looking for your help, but you are hiding your face, he shall have many a curse. He will not be cursed. Finally, what action of the word will bring us the blessing? It's walking in faithfulness. Proverbs 28 verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Abound with blessings. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Please Daniel to set over the kingdom 120 princes which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents of whom Daniel was first. That the princes might give accounts unto them. And that the king should have no damage. Daniel was prepared. Because he was faithful. He was faithful. Faithfulness is reliability. Before God and man. Are you reliable? Are you reliable? Faithfulness is trustworthiness. Can you be trusted? Do you speak and your word count? Or when you speak, they have to give you 80% discount. Because 80% of what you say, you won't do it. You are saying it, but you don't mean it. There is a limit to the blessing of such a person. A faithful man. When somebody gives you money to do work for him, are you faithful? Are you faithful? You are a contractor, they gave you road to do. And you did very shabby road that began to kill people in a short time from accidents. Apart from existing under the curse, God will hold you responsible for the life being lost on those roads. They gave you money to do hospital equipment and you do shabby substandard. Beloved brothers and sisters, if you want God to bless you, be faithful, be reliable, be trustworthy, be dependable. Let your word count. One day somebody told my mother told somebody that I was coming home. Visiting home. And the person said, hey, are you sure? Will he come? Mama said, oh, go to sleep. If that one said he's coming, just go to sleep. He's on his way coming. By experience of the child she knows, doesn't play with words. So when I arrived, he said, didn't I tell you? He's coming. Go to sleep. Those who know you, what do they know you for? It will determine the extent to which God can go with you. What do they know you with? There are people who play with lies. Do you know I called you yesterday? What time? Around 5 o'clock. Did you check your phone? I didn't see any missed call. Oh no, I'm just joking. That is a guy who has no future, both in this world and in the world to come. Some people use lies to joke. I was telling one comedian one day, I said, there are neat comedies you can do without lying. He got angry. He said, that it is like the way people write song now. It's like the way people write script. You can write comedy. It doesn't have to be true. I said, no. I have plenty stories. If I tell you now, you'll be rolling on the ground. Plenty genuine, authentic stories. If I tell you now, there is a little dog in our house. Anytime I am at the dining, this dog will come. I will give it bone to eat. He will eat. Hang around me, throw his hand up. Then when I leave, he will leave. This guy got angry because I told him, tell stories that are true. You see, be reliable, be trustworthy. Be dependable. Let your words count. And you will be shocked where God. I've seen billionaires before. Not that they say they are billionaires. I know that are now looking for money because their words couldn't count. Not that they say they were billionaires. I know. Lie, crookedness, untruth, dealings that are not straight, crash from up all the way down until 5,000 becomes an asset where you once had 9 zeros in your account. Stand up on your feet. Somebody say amen. Child is crying wolf. Wolf, wolf, wolf. The parents come. You see, I'm just joking. Next day, wolf is coming, wolf is coming. The parents ran out to look for the wolf. You see, I'm just playing. Wolf is coming. Third time. I'm just playing. Next day, you say, wolf is coming. Nobody answered him. And the wolf really came. Dealt with him. Took him out. Wolf is coming. Oh, dear, no, I'm just playing. First time, second time, third time. Because what you anticipate, you precipitate. What you imagine will emerge. The last time, wolves came. But because they consider he is not reliable, he's just still playing, he's still playing. The wolf deleted him. That's why it is good. I have a problem. Give me money. They gave you money. And there was no problem. Return it now. Iba. That's acquired by language. Iba. For where? They gave you a second time. Return it now. Iba. The third time you have a problem that will take you to prison. You say, please, I need money, sir. And you went to prison straight because you haven't been reliable twice. If you were, they would have assisted you, wouldn't have gone to the prison. A faithful man will abound with a blessing. Somebody say loud amen. Please stand up on your feet. One man met one of our members here. He knew that I am his pastor. He said, any amount of money you need to do business with, provided it's under 20 billion, let me know. The man is not a member of our church. He just saw a young man, upcoming businessman. Provided it's under 20 billion, let me know. So he gave him 150 million first without signing no document. He said, because I want to encourage you, and then I know that you are under such a pastoral covering. By the time elapsed, he returned the money, 150 million, tidy on the dot. No paper was signed. No story was told. The respect of that man plus the respect of his pastor remains very high in the sight of the giver of the money. Instead of telling story, go and do laborer's work and raise the money and redeem yourself. Because when you play with opportunity, you invite adversity. You invite calamity in the future. There are some experiences we have today that is a test for tomorrow. It's not the real thing. God is just testing you against tomorrow. But you will pass the test. I think I have over preached this morning. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. Thank you, Master. Be upstanding everywhere you are. I I think some people can take this song. Shall I rise first? Someone took this song in the night vigil. Oh, be upstanding, people. One day, stand still and be no more. When all shall end, one day shall start for all. But grace. One day, time shall stand still and be no more. When I
one day, Lord,
eternity, for grace, for grace. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. We are going to be very, very fast because of time. Please, we have the communion and the blessing. And so just be patient a little bit and we shall be through. Lift your hands and voice now and say, Father, thank you for your word to me this morning. I am grateful for the release of your word. Be glorified, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, thank you for your word to me. This morning, I am grateful for the release of your word. Be glorified, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak to God.
But from the Lord,
it's your two hands. We're going to pray. We're going to take all the prayers together right now. Say, Father, I receive the grace for upright living. Deliver me from any form of crooked living, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, I receive the grace next for kingdom service. Help me, Lord, not to waste my life pursuing the ordinary things of the world. The grace to serve you, I receive it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I receive the grace to honor you with my life with my resources. I receive that grace, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I receive the grace to be a blessing to my world, especially to the less privileged. I receive that grace now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, grace to be faithful, to be reliable, to be dependable. I receive that now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and speak to God. Lift up your two hands. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Lift your two hands and ask the Lord this morning to release upon you a seal of His blessing. Lord, I know you have a blessing for me this morning. As I receive the grace to live in this way, I receive the seal of that blessing. Lift your hands. Touching you, I see changes of story. Father, lay your hand upon this man. Lay your hands upon this woman. Lay your hands upon this sister, upon this mother.
Father, Mahasharada, the hand of blessing. When I say in the name of Jesus, the yoke shall be broken. Embargo shall be lifted. Limitation shall go. Receive the thoughts of his hand. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3 shall I receive. 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 Glorified be the hands high. God, touch someone. Name a woman with a name that a lady with a name that starts with an A, with an affliction on the breast. Whether it's a pain, whether it's a growth, it is cleared out now. And everyone who came here in that category, there is an affliction on the right breast, and then on the left. I cause it to go. The tumor dries up. The pain dries up. Right now.